A couple of boys grabbed some ropes made from ivy vines and lowered Albie and Newt into the box so they could retrieve the girl's body. A mood of reserved shock had come over most of the gladers, who were milling about with solemn faces, kicking loose rocks and not saying much at all. No one dared admit they couldn't wait to see the girl, but Thomas assumed they were all just as curious as he was. Gally was one of the boys holding on to the ropes, ready to hoist her, Albie, and Newt out of the box. Thomas watched him closely. His eyes were laced with something dark, almost a sick fascination, a gleam that made Thomas suddenly more scared of him than he'd been minutes earlier. From deep in the shaft came Albie's voice shouting that they were ready, and Gally and a couple of others started pulling up on the rope. A few grunts later, and the girl's lifeless body was dragged out, across the edge of the door, and onto one of the stone blocks making up the ground of the glade. Everyone immediately ran forward, forming a packed crowd around her, a palpable excitement hovering in the air. But Thomas stayed back. The eerie silence gave him the creeps, as if they'd just opened up a recently laid tomb. Despite his own curiosity, Thomas didn't bother trying to force his way through to get a look. The bodies were too tightly squeezed together. But he had caught a glimpse of her before being blocked off. She was thin, but not too small, maybe 5.5 feet tall, from what he could tell. She looked like she could be 15 or 16 years old, and her hair was tar black. But the thing that had really stood out to him was her skin. Pale, white as pearls. Newt and Albie scrambled out of the box after her, then forced their way through to the girl's lifeless body, the crowd reforming behind to cut them off from Thomas's view. Only a few seconds later, the group parted again, and Newt was pointing straight at Thomas.
"Greeny, get over here," he said,
not bothering to be polite about it. Thomas's heart jumped into his throat. His hands started to sweat. What did they want him for? Things just kept getting worse and worse. He forced himself to walk forward, trying to seem innocent without acting like someone who was guilty who was trying to act innocent. "Oh, calm it," he told himself. "You haven't done anything wrong." But he had a strange feeling that maybe he had without realizing it. The boys lining the path to Newt and the girl glared at him as he walked past, as if he were responsible for the entire mess of the maze and the glade and the grievers. Thomas refused to make eye contact with any of them, afraid of looking guilty. He approached Newt and Albie, who both knelt beside the girl. Thomas, not wanting to meet their stares, concentrated on the girl. Despite her paleness, she was really pretty. More than pretty. Beautiful. Silky hair, flawless skin, perfect lips, long legs. It made him sick to think that way about a dead girl, but he couldn't look away. "Won't be that way for long," he thought, with a queasy twist in his stomach. "She'll start rotting soon." He was surprised at having such a morbid thought. "You know this girl, Shank?" Albie asked, sounding ticked off. Thomas was shocked by the question. "Know her? Of course I don't know her. I don't know anyone, except for you guys." "That's not..." Albie began, then stopped with a frustrated sigh. "I meant, does she look familiar at all? Any kind of feeling you've seen her before?" "No, nothing." Thomas shifted, looked down at his feet, then back at the girl. Albie's forehead creased. "You're sure?" He looked like he didn't believe a word Thomas said, seemed almost angry. "What could he possibly think I have to do with this?" Thomas thought. He met Albie's glare evenly and answered the only way he knew how.
"Yes."
"Why?"
"Shuck it," Albie muttered, looking back down at the girl. "Can't be a coincidence. 2 days, 2 greenies, 1 alive, 1 dead.
Then Albie's words started to make sense, and panic flared in Thomas.
"You don't think I..."
He couldn't even finish the sentence.
"Slim it, Greeny," Newt said. "We're not saying you bloody killed the girl."
Thomas's mind was spinning. He was sure he'd never seen her before, but then the slightest hint of doubt crept into his mind.
"I swear, she doesn't look familiar at all," he said anyway. He'd had enough accusations. Are you... Before Newt could finish, the girl shot up into a sitting position. As she sucked in a huge breath, her eyes snapped open and she blinked, looking around at the crowd surrounding her. Albie cried out and fell backward. Newt gasped and jumped up, stumbling away from her. Thomas didn't move, his gaze locked on the girl, frozen in fear. Burning blue eyes darted back and forth as she took deep breaths. Her pink lips trembled as she mumbled something over and over, indecipherable. Then she spoke one sentence, her voice hollow and haunted, but clear.
"Everything is going to change."
Thomas stared in wonder as her eyes rolled up into her head and she fell back to the ground. Her right fist shot into the air as she landed, staying rigid after she grew still, pointing toward the sky. Clutched in her hand was a wadded piece of paper. Thomas tried to swallow, but his mouth was too dry. Newt ran forward and pulled her fingers apart, grabbing the paper. With shaking hands, he unfolded it, then dropped to his knees, spreading out the note on the ground. Thomas moved up behind him to get a look. Scrawled across the paper, in thick, black letters, were five words. "She's the last one. Ever."